119 in the white book. 119.
Eternal years the same. Oh.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The White Book, 125. Hallelujah. Behold, what manner of man is this who stands between God and man? His eyes are as a flame of fire, his pen is in his hand. John saw him in seven churches, as the sermon brilliant seeming. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he?
Sits upon his heavenly throne. He rules
the tribe of Judah, the root of David is he. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He is the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Soul, Lord, hallelujah.
Jesus come.
Another meeting as usual, but Father, we want to encounter you. Father, so we ask you to pour your spirit in this place. We ask you to send your revival fire. Father, we want that revival, Lord. We want that revival. We want that fire from on high. We want that your invasion, Lord, the invasion of your glory and your power in this place, oh Father. So Father, come. Lord, move in this place, Lord. Father, have your way.
Yes,
have your spirit moving to the place and give us your mighty power. Father,
yes,
we give you all the permission you ever need, Lord,
yes,
to do everything and anything you want to do. Lord, lay your hands upon each one of us. We want
yes,
that fire.
Hallelujah.
Father, we want that fire.
Hallelujah.
The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We want that fire of your
yes,
glory.
Lord,
we want that fire of your
yes,
revival, Lord. Father, we want you.
Yes,
we want to know you
Lord,
more.
Yes,
we want to be touched
Lord,
by your power. Come to know you
yes,
as well. Father, so we declare
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus today
Hallelujah.
Is going to be a day of breakthrough, Lord.
Amen.
Today is going to be a day of a victory.
Amen. Yes,
today
Lord.
Is going to be a day of liberty,
Amen.
Lord. Today
Amen.
Is going to be a day
Amen.
Of your glory.
Yes,
oh, that encounter
yes,
with the living God. Father, have your way.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Heaven, Lord. Open heaven.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Heaven in this
yes,
place.
Lord.
And pour
yes,
your
Lord.
Blessing.
Lord.
Pour your Holy Ghost in this
Hallelujah.
Place. Become a furnace of the Holy Ghost. Be a furnace of your fire because we need that fire, Lord.
Yes,
come,
Lord.
Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord.
And burn within us and burn through us
Hallelujah.
And give us that revival
Hallelujah.
And change us and set us free
Hallelujah.
And fill us with that great joy, with
Amen.
That praise and worship
Amen.
Because
yes,
we want to worship you.
Yes,
we want to serve
yes,
you.
Lord.
We want to give
yes,
all
Lord.
The glory
Jesus.
That is due to you, Lord. So
Amen.
Have your way,
Lord.
Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit, have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We look to you. Mighty thing from you, Lord. Here we are. We are waiting for you. We are expecting you to do mighty things, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Together, I'd like to as we sing. 16. our seats.
Oh, to be but a pampered, lonelier me, but know this cannot know, and to God a vessel holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone.
Pray this morning for those who we've been praying for, and also another request. Carly's asked that we pray for someone in her Sunday school class, 6 years old, a young girl that had leukemia when she was a little girl, and it went to remission, was gone for a time, and now it's recently come back again. And Carly asked that we pray this morning for her. She's not doing well. That the Lord will come to her. Abby is her name. Let's pray for Abby. I think that, if I remember correctly, this is the day that young man that is Johnny Andriock and the Andriock family's friend is to get some, to have consultations with the physicians that are looking to how to treat him. We prayed on Monday night for him. We want to pray this morning again for that young man and the others that we've been praying for, Sister Edith. Ben Falincieri has been home. He was not hospitalized Monday as he was in the emergency room, but he had to have follow-up treatment yesterday, and I don't know if he knows yet exactly what they'll be doing or needs to be done, but we want to continue to pray for Benjamin. The Lord will help him, and on the list continues. Lord Jesus, this morning we thank you that you are the King of glory. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Your name is wonderful. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we come to a great, big, wonderful God who is able for every one of these needs that we've mentioned, every one of these requests, from this child with leukemia to little Titus there in the hospital to Sister Edith, Lord, in her situation, and this young man around the lake's need. And we pray, Lord, for Abby this morning also. Lord, you know every need. Lord Jesus, we bring these needs, requests to you. And we ask you, dear Lord, have mercy upon them. Lord, stretch out your hand to heal. Lord, glorify your name in every one of these bodies. Lord, these are your people, your children. And Lord, we would bring them to you because we're concerned for them, because we love them. But how much more you? How much more you? You bought them and purchased them with your own blood. They are yours. And Lord, you are able to make every one of them every whit whole. And we prayed together this morning, dear Lord, that you will touch them right where they are and meet their every need, oh Lord Jesus, for your glory. For your name's sake, we ask it. We thank you for it, Lord. You know the needs here at camp today. You know the needs in the cottage. Lord, you know every child there. You know what they have need of today.
Lord, whatever they're speaking about, they must be getting down around the end of the fruit of the Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that these thoughts and truths that have been going into their hearts day after day, that again, Lord, you will cause their little hearts to be wide open. And we pray that seeds would be planted. We pray that you will help them to receive that word of God. And we pray, Lord, that you will change these little hearts. Lord, come to them. Come to them today. Come and work in them, we pray. Lord, you know the needs in the village. Every boy that's up there. Lord, you know where they're maybe holding out. Maybe where they haven't fully given or surrendered. Maybe there's a little still of the influences of this world and the tug of the world that they're not willing to part with. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we pray that today would be the day. Lord, today that would be the day where you come in, where Haman gets hung, and where you come in and your name is glorified, and where you fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, where the ring is given to Mordecai, where he comes in and influences the spirit and the soul and the body, all coming under his control and his sway. Come, O Lord, to these campers down there in the village. Dear Lord, those that love you and know you, they're just more about Jesus. More of his kingdom sure increase. Come to them today, Lord. We pray for the counselors, all of them, Lord. Dear Lord, I don't know, maybe they're tired, some of them. We pray that you'll refresh them. Lord, don't let third period peter out. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll refresh them anew and quicken their bodies and give them the strength they need, dear Lord, to serve these boys and girls with the love of Christ. Lord, fill them with faith. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. We believe today is a day of your victory. And we pray that you'll do the same here with us, O Lord. Lord, those that are tired, those that have served you hard and faithfully this period and maybe the period before and the period before that. Lord, we pray that you'll refresh. Dear Lord, quickened by your life. As we look to you this morning, we believe that, Lord Jesus, King of glory, come in. Come in, strong and mighty in battle. Come in, dear Lord. And, oh, Jesus, give us the help that we are in need of. Everyone, everyone. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. 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 I got a text message late last night. It was just a little after 11. And I thought, who could that be now, this time? And I looked at it, and it said, Christy. So I was filled with trepidation, and I was wondering. I opened up the text, and you know what it said? Ish Bibanob, huh? Ish Bibanob, huh? I thought word travels fast. Now, if you weren't here in the meeting last night, you don't know what I'm talking about. But no Ish Bibanob yet. So I was sadly disappointed. But Lord, help Christy today. Bless Chris and Matt. We pray, Lord Jesus, that your hand will be outstretched over them as they are anticipating and longing for the birth of their child. We pray that all will be well and that you will just cause your name to be glorified. Amen. Amen. Here at camp this morning, after we dismiss, there is morning prayer, which again, you don't need to stay at if you don't want to, but I invite everyone that can and that has opportunity. We will try to go into, where do we go in there? In the prayer room, the next room over. We'll make sure it's conducive to our gathering in there. And we will pray until noontime, the noon bell. And so if you'd like to join us in there for the hour plus, please feel free to do that. I encourage you to do that so that we can continue to pray for these requests and these needs and our own needs too. Then this afternoon, right after lunch, Sister Shelley will have the crafts set up out there in the front again, And a lot of, or some of you I know, have asked about it, and it will be after lunch today. Until the middle of the afternoon, about the middle of the afternoon, at which time Sister Shelley will take away her table, and I'll turn on a DVD in here. I'm glad that so many of you expressed, at least, that you enjoyed the Azusa Street story. And I trust it was a blessing. And this afternoon, I would like to show you the story of a man named Polycarp who lived in the second century. It's a long time ago, but it's a good story. And one of the church, early church fathers. And I invite you to come at 3 o'clock. I thought it was longer than it is. It's an hour and a half long. And so we will be ending around 4:30 or so, obviously. And you'll hear the other announcements, but just so that you keep in mind that after supper tonight, weather permitting, and it most assuredly will permit, it seems, there'll be a boat ride around the lake for the guests that would like to go this evening. I'll mention more about that as time goes on in our service tonight. So that's our day here at camp.